AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden is back on the job after temporarily handing over his duties to Vice President Kamala Harris. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The president underwent a routine colonoscopy during a physical exam. Since that required sedation, he temporarily transferred power to Harris, who for about 90 minutes became the first woman to hold that power. The White House says the president resumed his duties just after 11:30 Eastern time. It was the first physical since assuming office for the president, who turns 79 tomorrow. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Earlier today, President Biden called it a giant step forward for the country. The House passed the Democrats' sweeping social and climate bill. Majority Leader Steny Hoyer says this is for working men and women.
For those who struggle every day and hope that somebody is on their side. Somebody is listening to their pain and their struggle and their challenge. This bill is an answer. This bill will make a difference in their lives.
Significant changes are expected when this bill moves to the Senate. The Food and Drug Administration is moving to open up coronavirus booster shots to all adults. The FDA's vaccine chief, Dr. Peter Marks, tells the AP case numbers are rising.
In the setting of certain states, they're reporting that a third of their hospitalized individuals are older individuals who were vaccinated last January through March. Making sure that people get boosted does seem to make sense here.
Austria announced a national lockdown and a plan to mandate vaccinations. Coronavirus infections in Austria hit a record high today. A jury began deliberations in a civil trial of white nationalists accused of conspiring to commit racially motivated violence at the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, 4 years ago. This is AP News. Olivia Rodrigo has the most nominations going into this weekend's American Music Awards. The AP's Margie Zaraletta has the story.
It's the first time Olivia Rodrigo has been nominated at the American Music Awards. She's the one to beat, leading with 7 nominations. Rodrigo's competition for the top prize, Artist of the Year, includes The Weeknd, who has 6 nominations. Other contenders in this category are Ariana Grande, BTS, Drake, and Taylor Swift. Cardi B says she's ready to bring her personality to the AMA stage. She will host the festivities, airing live Sunday from Los Angeles on ABC. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
The baseball season is over, but today is opening day for the Cleveland Guardians. As the team officially transitioned from the Indians after 106 years, a sign installed outside the team store at Progressive Field broke free from its mount and crashed to the sidewalk. Ed Donahue, AP News.